massive news for the Gaeltacht regions of Donegal. And it's not just the industrial estates that are owned by Idris and Gaeltacht. From the exchange, people within a kilometre of the exchange will receive this high-speed broadband, and it will also put an extra onus on Aircom to provide and to light up the boxes further away, because the broadband and that high-speed broadband is now available in those areas.
It's good news for residents, but of course it's also good for businesses in that area as well.
Well, high-speed broadband has become something that has to be a given now for businesses. So many businesses are receiving orders, dispatching orders via broadband and via internet. If they do not have high-speed broadband, they are at a serious disadvantage. So this is a proactive and a positive step by Idris and Gaeltacht to sustain the businesses that are within the Gaeltacht regions of Donegal, but also to give them a better opportunity of creating further employment in the Donegal Gaeltacht. And I very much welcome the departure which has taken place here. But furthermore, it is up to us now as politicians of all political parties and none to place further pressures upon Aircom to light up further boxes and to provide a better system and service of broadband for all of Donegal, but in particular from my news, for all of the Gaeltacht areas of Donegal, so that we can keep people primarily in the Gaeltacht, and therefore we will have a disposable workforce available to businesses and what have you within the Gaeltacht areas. It is expected that further rollouts will be made later on this year in areas such as Downing and places like that where there's the Gaeltacht that would have interest in.